FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Joe Vaughn, already done. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7:02.
We here at WJTL love Roots Country Market and Auction, and we love them so much that we're going to be on site with them today from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So stop by the WJTL tent outside of Area 2 as we help Roots celebrate 100 years. Kids can play Pinko, adults can enter to win tickets to see Petra or Josh Baldwin. I mean, that's pretty exciting. Visit Roots' blog at WJTL.com for details.
Ah, 100 years, I remember the first day.
I know you.
Our very special guest today, our friend Tony Gockenauer, is here. He's a board member with Faith Bible Mission. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning.
Kaylin was so excited when she saw you were coming.
Literally so excited.
So you guys do worship team together?
Yes.
Yeah, we play at Victory Church.
That's very cool.
And he
cool.
is probably one of the best guitar players I've ever met in my whole life.
Yeah, I don't think that's really true, but...
Well, you won me over because we're both wearing our Martin guitar shirts today, so... And
yes.
We've both been out to tour the factory, which is cool, too.
Stoked on that.
Yeah, we're so glad you're here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, I got to give a shout-out to Victory Church and the tribe there, especially the Greenfield campus. Yeah, if you guys don't know who I am, I'm the long-haired blonde guitar player. I played last
right.
week. I played the week before. So.
They all will know you from that
description. They know who I am. So,
great description. Tony, tell us all about Faith Bible Mission.
Yeah, so Faith Bible Mission started in 2005. And there's a local church there. And they went to Pastor Smith. And they said, Pastor Smith, we want to start a school.
Okay.
And they didn't have any money. They didn't have any resources. All they had was the desire to do ministry, and
where is this at?
Sorry, this is in Haiti.
In Haiti, okay.
In Femme Parisienne. I probably butchered the title, but...
it's in Haiti. They need a school, and you guys came together to give them a school?
So we actually didn't come together at first. It was the local church community, the
okay.
local Haitian church
yeah.
said, we want to build a school, and... just on the faith of God and the desire to do ministry, this local Haitian church started a school.
Wow.
And so that started with Pastor Smith, was the pastor of that church at the time. And then it developed over time with, like, the board came on, and now we're more official than...
Yeah. How did you get involved?
So I got involved, I think... Everyone keeps asking me this. I think 2017, 2018. So I worked construction as a mason, and it was the winter, and a guy I had done work for in the past called me out of the blue, and he's like, hey, you want to go lay block in Haiti? And I was like, well, I can lay block in the United States in the cold, or I can go to Haiti and lay block in the warm. And he offered to pay for my trip. So I was like, well, I'll go lay block in the warm for a week for sure.
Yeah.
And then just like... my heart broke for, like, the Haitian people and the poverty there.
Yeah.
And I saw, like, God working in the school and was super encouraged how the local community had already pulled together and was doing ministry. And just the opportunity to come alongside them, I couldn't pass it up. So
that's awesome. How many kids go to the school?
So they started really small, but then the 2010 earthquake, we all remember the 2010
yeah.
Haiti earthquake. It was
yeah.
like tragic.
Devastating, yeah.
Drove a lot of people out of Port-au-Prince, and then the school grew. And then there was the other earthquake, 2014, 15, 16, somewhere in there, don't
yeah.
quote me. Drove more students to the school.
Okay.
So our school is actually like right around 450.
Wow. And is it from like kindergarten to 12th grade? What's the age groups?
So it's just K through 8.
Okay.
Which is pretty common. Our school's, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
Which is why.
You guys are doing a building
campaign.
Yeah,
we're doing the building project.
So you have an event coming up that you're hoping to raise money for that.
Yes. Yeah, so we have an event coming up at A&J's Twisted Kitchen in Paradise, Kinzers area.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's July 12th.
All right.
So coming up.
Let's talk more about that when we talk next time.
Yeah.
In the meantime, can folks visit you online to find out what you're doing?
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram. We're at Faith Bible Mission on Facebook and Instagram, and www.faithbiblemission.org.
Very cool. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Tony about Faith Bible Mission. In the meantime, visit them online, faithbiblemission.org, or check out their Instagram and Facebook pages. We've got music on the way. Ryan Stevenson, Matt Carney, and more.